Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be warned, the following podcast is not real. But it is really sponsored by Field Notes Brand, USA-made memo books and other products, including seasonal limited editions. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May Street in Chicago.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. In case you didn't check out last week's episode, this is what you need to know. My name is Arnie. I'm from Chicago. I recently, about a week ago, fell through a portal behind a Burger King into a magical land called Thun. Luckily, I have my podcasting equipment with me, and I'm still getting a very weak Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I guess through that magical portal. I've decided to host a podcast every week in a tavern called the Vermilion Minotaur in the town of Hogface. And that's pretty much all you need to know. I am joined by three guests this week. Two of them are back from last week. Chunt, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Usador the Wizard, good to see you again.
Hello, Arnold. It is my pleasure to return. I must complete my quest to save the land of Foon. You know that the import of this quest is greater than the import of any other thing that could possibly be happening right now in this realm. It is imperative that we gather our forces and find a way to defeat the Dark Lord before he takes over all of Foon and destroys life as we know it. But who's your other guest today?
Oh, I forgot to mention that Chunt is a talking badger.
I think that's fairly obvious.
Well, I know you guys don't necessarily understand.
Chunt sounds like a changeling name to me. That doesn't seem like a changeling name to you?
I'm not familiar with what a changeling name would sound like. But you know what?
What are changelings called in your world?
I don't know. Like, Gavin?
Gavin.
I'm just guessing. We don't really have changelings in my world.
What?
My world is not as magical and interesting as Foon. I mean,
so if a man has sex with a shark, he turns into...
Yes, what does he turn into?
A dead man, first of all.
A dead man.
Okay, you know, I think we covered a lot of the sort of bestiality stuff pretty thoroughly last week. Maybe let's
bestiality.
Turn our focus to my new guest this week, Tom the Traveler.
Hello. I'm Tom the Traveler, and I couldn't be less important. I'm just a traveler who goes from town to town. I've joined up with a theater group, the Cockticklers.
The Cocktickers?
Indeed.
What is the origin of the name the Cockticklers?
There is a funny scene in our current show, without giving anything away, where Lawrence takes his fingers and tickles a cock on stage. Feathers fly.
Oh, okay.
The audience laughs.
It sounds like a wonderful family show.
Indeed. And the pennant that shows our emblem is a man just tickling his cock.
Really?
Yes. But I'm a new member to the troupe. I'm a traveling man. I go from town to town. I'm dirty and common, and I love it.
Yes, yes.
Now look at the sacks he's wearing. He's clearly poor.
Yes, it's very common. Sorry for the sound. There's light in my big pipe.
I've spent all my life in taverns like this. Just dirty, in with all the dirty folk. I've never been served or had any kind of station. I love just being with regular people.
Tom, I'm just excited to have a traveler on the podcast, someone that's seen a little bit more of Foon than just Hogface, someone that's very worldly of this world. Like, what are some of the parts of this world that you've seen?
The Northwest.
Ooh.
The Southwest.
Wow.
The Southeast.
Huh.
But definitely not the Northeast.
No. I've not been to the Northeast.
You certainly didn't travel here on the Overlander's Road.
Now, is the Overlander's Road, is that one of the names of the...
Yes, that's one of the names of Steward's Path, but it's well known in the Northeast as the Overlander's Road.
I don't know anything about the Northeast. Mm-hmm. I'm just a traveler.
Yes. Well, of course.
So what made you decide that you wanted to get into traveling and acting?
Well, I'm part of a theater troupe, as I told you. Mm-hmm.
The Cocktickers.
And we don't make much money at all. We just go from town to town bringing smiles to the faces of young children. Mm. But then sometimes we do corporate gigs, which is where we're hired by the local constabulary to perform a tragedy that bears resemblance to a murder. And then, hopefully, the person who performed that murder will become guilty during the play itself.
So you act out the details of this murder, and hopefully someone in the audience will be overwhelmed with guilt having seen
it. What's the percentage of guilt-stricken admitters?
Well, do you know how when you've done a murder and then you see a play about that same kind of murder?
Yes.
You have to stand up and shout, "Light! Light! Give me some light!" Yeah. So if we can just get the murderer to
Do you know
scene.
That feeling, Trump?
I've only murdered while I was in my animal form, so I've never been, you know, arrested. Because, you know, if a weasel kills another weasel or a hawk kills another hawk, nobody...
It's not considered.
Sure. I've never killed a man.
How many of us here are murderers?
I've killed...
When you travel, you have to kill. I'm a traveler and I'm an artist.
Is it difficult doing these plays where you get the details of the murder, where you're like, okay, got to remember... All right, Gary is the murderer, and everyone thinks there's something funny about Gwendolyn. She does this thing, so we definitely got to get that into the murder play.
If you do it wrong, you don't get to confession. But I'm new to it, so...
Tom Lane, may I call you Tom?
Yes?
Tom, if you weren't already part of this troupe, I would... What have you been doing before this? What have you been spending your time doing?
I was a washer of things.
A washer of things?
Yes, I would go to the stream and just wash and travel. I've never had a care in the world.
What sort of things did you wash?
So you started as a washer of things, and then you segued into cocktickling.
Yes.
That's sort of the normal...
How does one become a theater... performer in your world?
One must experience life.
In my world, you basically just pay some money, you take some classes, usually a series of classes.
Do you mean to tell me that people pay good gold to take a class to learn to become a thespian?
Yeah, sometimes like a strikingly large amount of money.
It seems like tomfoolery to me.
How did joining the Cocktickers work? Like, was there an apprenticeship program, or did you have to audition?
Well, they come through your town, and if you're lucky, you begin to apprentice with them. You go through a period of time where you're learning their scenes, treading the boards of their stage. Then come the 5 B's. After that,
What are the 5 B's?
They're kept in a jar with holes poked in the top.
Do you not have bees?
We do have bees in my world.
Do you have the 5 B's?
If you can survive being stung by the 5 B's...
Yes.
Then you're welcome on stage.
So it's a well-known rite of passage for all.
A lot of people don't know how the bees work. The 5 B's have a way of selecting an actor.
Yes.
So... if you're not an actor, you die?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Stings can be lethal.
But that is not considered a murder!
Indeed. I'm just a humble man. I look to go from town to town to keep my head out of trouble.
And what was the name of your hometown again that was definitely not in the Northeast?
Skirt.
Yes, I know Skirt well.
Can I just say, as someone who has taken many forms, Tom's skin, your skin is just beautiful. How do you keep it so taut and moist?
No, it's not. It's covered in river dirt.
Well, there's dirt on it, but beneath it, you can see just how well kept that. I mean, that's...
What?
I have to admit, the dirt looks recently applied. It's just kind of almost cosmetically dappled.
You're cosmetically dappled, Arno.
It's Arnie.
Is that short for Arno?
Arnor?
Yeah, was
it? It's short. Well, look, it's short. My name is Arnie. It's short for Arnold. My parents named me Arnold.
Arnold?
Arnold.
Which but is, they meant Arno.
I mean, it's potato
in
potato.
Foon, Arnor was a great warrior, and how it works is if you're named after a great warrior, you can only shorten your name if you double the feats that they had.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like twice.
So you're claiming that you're twice as proficient in quests and killings and tournaments as Arnor.
Aye, and that is why I have brought myself here. It is imperative that you join me in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord, yea, that Dark Master.
Tom, your skin, I just can't get over
dark.
It. It's just so...
It is
get
so,
over it.
It is opposite of the pure whiteness of the skin of this man, the darkness that doesn't
exist. It's normal skin.
Okay, Usador seems like he's going into wizard's trance. So we're going to take a quick break to get ourselves some drinks. So please enjoy this brief break.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to the Magic Tavern. I'm still with my guest Chunt, the Talking Badger, Usador the Wizard, and Tom, the Traveler, who seems, I'm just going to put it out there, who seems a little suspicious.
Just Tom, the Traveler.
Yes, of course, Tom, the Traveler. Nothing suspicious about that. Perhaps you know me better as Gatwain S. Maestar, as I am known in the northeast regions of this land that you claim to not be from.
Gatwain S.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Well, I travel all over this world trying to gather people to defeat the Dark Lord for our quest. It's the most important thing that has ever happened in Foon. But I know you. I look into your eyes. And
you
I
cannot tell my father that
soul.
I am here.
Your father? Your father, Albane? Yes?
I don't know why I gasped. I don't know who that is.
Yes.
My father is Albane Belleroth, King Albane of the Northeast.
You see here before you Tomblaine Belleroth, the very prince of that land, yes.
No longer. I am an artist now. I am the artist that was formerly known as Prince.
Does that make your mom Titania?
Yes, my mom is Queen Titania.
Oh, the mead bags on Titania.
Really? Please.
Oh, my God.
Her bosom is well known throughout the realm, yes.
Ah, wow. The way you're describing this, you know, from my world, if you hear about an especially attractive woman, we have ways of immediately conjuring up an image of them so you can be like, wow, that is exactly what that woman looks like.
But you want me to conjure an image of her?
Yeah.
I shall need the blood of a goat. I shall return
shortly. No, don't conjure anything to do with my mum.
Don't kill a goat.
I've run away from the Northeast. I don't want to be king. I don't want to join all this crazy sword fighting.
I need a goat.
I just want to be a regular person. Arnor.
It's Arnie.
Arnor, have you ever been in love with someone that you couldn't have?
I mean, I've been in love.
And you couldn't have her?
I mean, there was a brief time when I couldn't have her. And then I guess, yes, I have been in love with women that weren't interested in me back, so I guess that's a very...
I am a prince, and I am meant to wed a princess. But my eyes of love fell upon a milkmaid, Rhiannon.
Rhiannon?
Yes, Arnor. She moved like a bell in the night, but who would be her lover?
Drain the blood from its neck. And then say the words. Geralt Ock, Fishyan, yay! There's an image of Titania.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Holy cow.
She's older than that now.
Yes, but still, she's keeping it together.
My father forbade me to wed Rhiannon. So I packed up and left. I don't want to be a prince anymore.
Tom, I realize that the weight of your station does weigh heavily upon you, but this is a critical time. For you to leave your station means great doom, and it means that the Dark Master has an opportunity to take over where he may not. You are needed in your post. Take your love. Take her back with you. Demand to marry her and let her become one of the highborn such as you. Take her into your world.
We would have to change all the rules. My father is steadfast in his support of the old ways. Don't you see? That's why the Dark Lord gains power. It's when we deny our love.
Yes, love is a great power that can overcome great evil. Everyone knows that it's a bit of a cliche, actually. You, Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Arnie. I prefer Arnie.
You mentioned that you had a great love as well.
What was her name, Arnor?
Or his.
Yes, we don't judge here.
No, which would be totally fine.
Was it a shark?
It was not a shark. No, it was not a shark. I'm actually, and this is, you know, I don't want to dwell on it too much because I want this show to be sort of light and informative and interesting, but, you know, I'm married. You know, I have a wife. I have a wife and child back in Chicago, and I haven't seen them for a full week, and I've had no word on how they're doing.
Most likely moved on?
I mean, it seems unlikely. I mean,
you have brought yourself here to escape the bonds of marriage.
I am not intentionally here. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to gather information about your world. But, you know, I'm very unhappy. I mean, I'm sad about not being with my family.
So we are the same. We've both fled our life because of the walls that are placed around it.
I just want to be very clear that I did not flee. Sarah, if you're listening to this, back in my world, I am not intentionally gone. I'm sure that you are really worried that you haven't heard from me.
Wait a minute. You have the opportunity to communicate with her, and you've just been talking to us, and this is the first time you've said anything to her.
No, well, she can hear. This is a kind of important work. No one in my world knows that
this
world
exists.
It's okay
to run away, Arnor. You must have created this rift with your mind.
I don't think my mind can do that.
You see, Tom Lane, hey, you've fallen into our trap. You cannot run away from who you are any more than Arnold can. You must...
I prefer Arnold.
Words have great power. You must take your position back. You must do whatever it is. You must become the man that shall lead.
I don't want to be a prince. I want to be a cock tickler.
If you were to be formally known as Prince, you must hide yourself more carefully. I suggest changing your name to an elven symbol.
Yes, I suppose.
This all sounds really familiar. Are you sure you guys know nothing about my world?
You must know of my father, the king in the northeast. He of the purple cloak has lived 81 years. They say that the purple rain will never end. And yet...
I feel like this is happening. I feel like this is happening on purpose.
What do you mean?
It would be too hard for me to explain, but I just feel like some of the things that you're saying seem to be adding up to...
To what?
If there is indeed a rift between our two worlds, mayhap some information has trickled through.
Aye, and King Albion is well known for his feats throughout the land. He has lived long. It has been prophesied that when he passes from this realm into another, the doves will cry. And in his time here, he has done so much to protect the realm.
He has done too much. And I do not wish to ascend to his throne. I do not wish to be a part of his new power generation. I wish to go on as my own person.
And wear, like, a raspberry beret.
What?
What are you talking about?
Drive a little red Corvette.
What?
Oh, you know, the Red Corsairs.
What? No.
His personal guard, the Red Corsairs. They're all 4 feet tall, little red corsairs.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of sexy motherfuckers.
What?
What?
Watch your language.
Are you talking about Titania?
Yes! Please.
Come on.
Yeah, let me cut some more.
I'll
pour some more blood out of the goat and we'll take another look at her.
Do not. I do not wish to be part of this family anymore.
Whoa.
I will forsake all the gold and the riches and diamonds and pearls that my father could offer. I wish only to be myself.
Tom... I think that's great, that what you're doing for love, but are you even with this barmaid now? You're just traveling the world and you're not even with her.
I would rather be far away than to be tempted by her sight every day. All your life you've never seen a woman like this.
Tom, I have been patient up until this point. But you know that there is a great burden upon thee, and when your father does pass from this realm, you must go to the cave near the castle. And in that cave, you must do the bat dance. If that bat dance is not done, then all hell shall break loose upon Boone!
I feel like you guys are doing this on purpose.
Ustar, can you kill another goat to bring up that...
No, I have to go get another goat.
That is my mom.
Just one more time. I just want to see him one more time.
That is my mom.
If I had my way, I would change into those for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a sheep?
Just like the best, horse cheeks I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you miss your family?
I do. I know I'm putting up a brave face, but I'm worried. I'm worried about... my wife, just like I'm sure you're worried about. This is really upsetting to see.
Oh, look at that. There's another picture of her.
That's kind of worth it, yeah.
How did you get that?
Jackpot.
She's in the bath. That's my mum.
Talk about Titania.
Don't talk about it.
Tom, you must follow your own path. You must become the man you were born to be, but that does include following your heart. Just as Arnold must reach out to those that he loves, you must do that as well. For if you deny the love in your heart, you deny the man you will become. It is not impossible to do both of these things. To love and to take on the burdens that have been placed upon you.
Wait, so does that mean go back or stay?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just trying to pass all of that. Yeah.
It was. He does go on a little bit.
It's just first I thought you meant go back, and then you start to say, just be who you are.
You see, it's all a larger part of the quest.
After a while, it's just a bunch of words.
And if you understand that all of these forces are moving in tandem, that each piece plays its own part, and I, as the architect of the resistance, must in some way put each piece in its place, and then if you know that...
I think he just starts saying words that he likes after likes, a while.
Come together. You shall be the force for your pure love. Shall find the way to...
Right, speak up. What's that?
He's in his wizard state.
The bloodline of
Arnold. Oh, the bloodline. Right.
Do you need a place to crash? Arnie's staying with me in my burrow.
Yeah, if you want to stay with us for a while while you try to decide what you want to do.
Yes, I shall stay, and then when my resolve is fixed, I shall decide whether I shall be a prince or a cock tickler or a traveler indeed.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, and thank you, all the listeners. Please,
thank you, Arnold.
Please, it's Arnie. But thanks so much for listening. If you're in my world listening, this, please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the future episodes and more information of what I discover about the world of Foon. Also, please write us a review or give us just a couple of stars. Actually, more than a couple of stars. Give us all of the stars on iTunes. It's going to help other people get this important information about this other world. I cannot concentrate on what I'm saying while this wizard trance is going on.
Can you be given stars?
I'm not going to explain iTunes to you. I'll maybe do it off of the air.
If you can harness the power of a star, you can most assuredly defeat the dark.
We'll get to your quest next week. Anyways.
Ah, what a pleasant flight of fancy that turned out to be. But remember, it's all made up. Arnie Niekamp plays himself. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Arnie. Matt Young plays Usador the Wizard. Follow Matt on Twitter at More People Happy. Adil Rafai plays Chunt the Badger. Adil's handle is Adil Rafai. And Tom the Traveler was really just Steve Waltine. If he has a Twitter handle, he is wisely unwilling to share it. The show, nothing more than a fanciful diversion, is produced by Evan Jacover and Ryan DeGiorgi, and subsequently edited by Ryan DeGiorgi, with music by Andy Polin and extra audio assistance from Jason Knox. You can find out more about how the show isn't real by visiting www.hellofromthemagictavern.com or learn more on Twitter at Magic Tavern. This enormous fabrication, which you need not concern yourself with in any way, was sponsored by Field Notes with help from the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Field Notes at fieldnotesbrand.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery... Based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.